and I want to know who I can rely on to show my property or show potential policyholders, my property, and I'm a little bit stuck. And I said, you know, it's a great question. And the good news is you don't have to think about doing anything yourself. Always ask the question, who, not how.
Who's this? Oh, you're an entrepreneur? Oh, you're a real estate investor? Oh, you're trying to learn from those who did it? Well, come into the lab then. Put your white coat on, gloves on, notepad, and let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, what is going on? Your host, Ruben Kanye here. Just got back from London town. And I want to share, you know, some insights because I recognize that while being away overseas in Europe, we actually gained a lot of traction. Not serendipitous by any means, but just a proof of concept that you can do midterm rentals from anywhere in the world when you are structured properly. And it's funny because literally 24 hours ago, less than 24 hours ago, had a student ask, you know, I'm going away and I want to know who I can rely on to show my property or show potential policyholders, my property, and I'm a little bit stuck. And I said, you know, it's a great question. And the good news is you don't have to think about doing anything yourself. Always ask the question, who, not how. And so I'll cover that in a second. But what I think is fascinating is being able to be away overseas in Europe, spending family time and still growing the business, still, those properties that were filled by those tenants, they're doing their thing. No bother, no noise, no need to worry about checking in, checking out instructions, because you know we're always holding our breath as Airbnb hosts when we have a guest checking in. Are they going to like the place? Are they going to be high maintenance? Are they going to try to find anything that's wrong with the property? We don't have any of that in the midterm rental space because we do the initial walkthrough, they sign the contract, they're in there. Unless something comes up, which rarely ever comes up, they're in there, they're happy, and they give you the peace of mind that you deserve. So it made me just reflect on the fact that the same fundamentals of having a midterm rental from anywhere in the world apply, and it's the same principles that you would have if you're operating a short-term rental. However, short-term rentals is higher touch point, and there is more stress. So with that said, what are the fundamentals that, you know, one has to have in place? And that's what I want to go over today. And another thing too, it was just really fascinating to just, when you think of, you know, being in another country, you really get to appreciate, you know, people's norms, right? One of the biggest ones, the most obvious ones, is how people drive on the left-hand side of the road, right? And it wasn't my first time in London, but just really thinking of that, you know, especially in a country where, you know, there are a lot of immigrants there too, right? And when you think about if you came from a place where you drive on the right-hand side and now you have to adjust to a place where you come on the left-hand side, it's fascinating the things that we can adjust to and normalize. Like, if you think about it, that's kind of insane. And you could see how insane it was, because this didn't occur to me last time, but I really realized because we were with a big group of family. And I would always tell some of my family members is, hey, you need to stop. Let me think this through. You need to stop looking in the opposite direction before you cross the street, because the danger is coming from the other side. Because we've been doing it. It's part of a paradigm, right? Like, when we drive, we're not driving consciously. It's like subconscious at this point, right? You can have a conversation. You can be on the phone. You can be thinking. Your mind can be elsewhere. It's just second nature. And so it really made me reflect on how we've normalized the midterm rental insurance niche and how it's still a foreign concept to a lot of people and a lot of investors. And my goal is that if you you know, listen to this content long enough, if you dive into the knowledge that the boot camps, the masterminds, the coaching, the whoever you need to get in proximity to, right? You can normalize this, and you can normalize getting 3 to 4x returns on traditional compared to traditional market rent by using this model. And it's fascinating because people are blown away by the model, and they're just not aware that it exists. And whoever I talk to, it's so interesting. It's so normal to us. And even my lender, right? We just closed on a home 2 days ago. And, you know, when we're running the, you know, what you're grossing, et cetera, she's like, you're getting great numbers on this. I'm like, yeah. To me, it was just so normal. But like, you realize, you know, you get, I think what are called 1007s, which is the equivalent of rental appraisal, an appraisal for rent, market rent. And they'll come at 1/3 of what we're making. And it's just so normal for us that we've forgotten that people get traditional market rate rent on the same type of asset, which I think is fascinating. And this is why I do the podcast, because can you imagine in the world on the same block in the same neighborhood, one investor can have a different paradigm, right? There could be 3 different investors. I always like to use these on, I use this on my webinar, and I think it's fascinating, right? You can have 3 investors, right? You can have, you can have literally an investor with the same exact property that has a paradigm of long-term rentals. And then you could literally have, and they're getting long-term rentals numbers, right? And then you can literally have an investor who has the exact same home right next door, same neighborhood, same zip code, and they furnish their home and they do the short-term rental model. And we've seen how that can also 3x your income. And then there's the other investor down the street, same exact cookie cutter home, same zip code, and they know the midterm rental model because they have that knowledge, the midterm rental insurance model, and they're getting anywhere from 3 to 5x traditional rent at less headaches, at a premium, and they're not working with individuals, they're working with corporate. And so they have 100% occupancy for the next 6 months without having to worry about the ups and downs of the marketplace or slow season. Meanwhile, the other 2 investors with the exact same type of asset have a different paradigm and therefore have different results in the same neighborhood. So to me, that's fascinating. And that's why I think traveling is important. You get different perspectives. That's why surrounding yourself with different knowledge and insights of how things work is, and you know, what you listen to, the podcast you listen to, the information that you're getting. For me, it's fascinating the level of difference that almost the exact same asset type can have, or the exact same asset type in the same zip code with a different mindset and a different strategy can truly lead to, you know, a different outcome. Different outcome. So with that said, let's you know, thinking about you know, normalizing MTRs, right? What I think is fascinating is you know, it's all about first understanding the process of how it works, right? And one of the things that I fundamentally go back to, and it's been top of mind because I've had a lot of people send me deals, or they're analyzing, or should I pull the trigger on this, or there's a lead in this zip code and I really want to pull the trigger, but do I just buy for this lead in this zip code? And then what happens after those 6 months? I'm like, no. Let's go back to fundamentals 101. And I think this is, again, norm for me, but it might not be for others. And my goal is to normalize, just like, you know, you guys, if you're listening from London, shout out to you. Don't know how you drive on the left-hand side and make sense of it. but you've normalized it and it is now your truth. So I want the midterm rental insurance premium deals to become your truth as well, and expecting it to happen, right? When you get on the road in London, you expect to drive on the left-hand side. You don't question it, right? And I think that goes back to the belief system and the paradigm, right? And so if you believe you're going to get a contract back-to-back, that's how we're able to get them back-to-back. If you don't, you're not. It's, if you start questioning, you're just going to accept something 3 months out because you're like, I don't know, man, like I want to secure. And then you're going to basically prevent your ability to be able to house a 6 month family, right? So there's always a lot of strategies, and I want to go over some of the fundamentals that need to be revisited. So when we think about the midterm rental insurance space, just for the interest of context, it's really serving a need, right? We're basically catering to families who have seen an unforeseen event in their region, in their zip code. And so typically they'll want to stay in their zip code. A lot of the driver of that is based on the value of their home, because when they are displaced, they're relying on their insurance company to pay for their loss of use, to pay for their temporary relocation, their temporary housing needs based on the value of their home. That's why if you look on your insurance policy and you're a homeowner, you'll see on coverage D or an area called loss of use, you'll see a percentage a dollar value there that you're eligible to have access to based on the every claim that occurs, right? So literally sometimes for people it's on an annual basis, sometimes it's per claim, sometimes it's unlimited amount of money you can access, but that is usually driven by the home value. And it's 20 to 30% of that home value. For quick napkin math, really it's coverage A, right? Especially if you're in an expensive neighborhood. I've had that kind of come up. Keep in mind it's coverage A, which is the dwelling value, not to be mistaken with the home is value is derived usually based on the land value and the dwelling value. The coverage D, loss of use, is driven by the dwelling value. So especially when you're in an expensive market, it's very important for you to know that you could be in like a New York or something, your land value is worth like 800,000 or a million. The dwelling is 500,000. Maybe it's the property's worth 1.5, but you got to know that the dwelling value is worth 500,000. That's just an example, especially the coastal markets, very expensive markets. Keep that in mind. Land value doesn't make up a huge chunk in other markets, but there are some markets, like if I think of California, New York, a lot of those expensive ones where you want to make sure you know, napkin math, yeah, you can go on Zillow, but you really want to make sure that you understand what your dwelling value is worth. And the reason that's important, because it goes back to strategy. I always like to reverse engineer, right, the math behind where do we invest. But the fundamentals don't change. I think there's this idea that we're going to do midterm rentals and we're going to just completely lose sight of the fundamentals of real estate. Location, 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 location still matters. Right? You know, what's happening around? Are there hospitals, universities? Is there a metro city? I don't want to be completely in the boonies, isolated, right? Location matters. So that's number one.
Experiment Nation, you've heard the word MTR, midterm rentals, as it is currently a hot topic and hot commodity right now, because again, there has been an increase in short-term rental regulations, and there also has been, let's face it, a slowdown in what we were experiencing a couple years back when it comes to bookings. So with that said, short-term rental operators are looking for alternative solutions to tap into the midterm rental space. However, there is a sub-niche of midterm rental insurance that I'm truly excited about, that I want to share with you, that the experience that we've had, the tremendous results we've been able to have, and that's the insurance midterm rental space, which is very different than your traditional midterm rentals. When you think of traditionally midterm rentals, you think of travel nurses. There is a space, midterm rental insurance space, that we've tapped in, where you need to be well connected with insurance and relocation specialists and companies, and understand the right type of asset required for you to be able to help these families. What's really important that stands out the most, which you can get in what I'm about to offer you, is the understanding where to be found by these insurance companies,
how to properly manage your calendar so that your listings are optimized so that they can find you, how to actually gain traction and build a relationship with these relocation insurance companies. I've put together an MTR insurance blueprint. That's double MT triple R insurance blueprint to cover these foundations after we've had success landing very large contracts on single family homes that literally 4x what we traditionally make in long-term rentals, and also gives us peace of mind because there's less turnover and 100% occupancy, because these contracts can start anywhere from 30 days to 3 months to 8 months and range anywhere from, again, we've landed anywhere from $8,000 to $9,000 a month in per month on a single family home property, which our mortgages are typically around the $2,400 range, which then gives you a large spread of anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 net on just one property. And this is why it's very hot right now. But people who haven't been in the lab with individuals like myself, like Jesse Vasquez and Dr. Rachel Gainsborough and Noble Crawford, don't have the foundations and don't know exactly where to start. And therefore, this is why I'm giving you guys a blueprint, the MTRR insurance blueprint. Go to the website experimentrealestate.com and get yourself a blueprint to completely change, or at least have a plan B if you're a short-term rental operator looking to maximize your occupancy and profitability. We'll see you on the other side.
Number two, and typically I would actually say the asset type matters first to me, right? But I would say location is still fundamental. So we can go with that number one. Number two is the asset type. Now, the reason why I want a four-bedroom, four-bath, four-to-five-bedroom, you have to make sure you're clear on your buy box. You want to make sure your buy box is able to meet the needs of a family, right? Because that's our avatar. You need to know who your avatar is. And your avatar is not the travel nurse. That's midterm rentals for travel nurses. We're talking about midterm rental insurance. We're talking about large claims, right? We're talking about premium. Right? It doesn't matter if you're a family of six or you're a family of two in a large home, you want to go by the value of that home. And so what's really important is you want to be able to house and serve a big problem. So when we think of their buy box, we're always thinking 4 to 5 bedroom, fenced in backyard, master on main, avoid carpet, don't want stairs, only stairs going down to the basement or upstairs is fine, but you could still be able to live on the main floor. That should be a requirement. We've had families just live on one floor. If they had some physical disabilities, can you access the home without front steps? Is there a side door you can enter? Is there a garage? Is there a carport? I like garages because most people like garages or carports, but those are all the things that are factoring into my buy box. And then third, which this is so important, is you need to analyze the deal like a short-term rental. Why do I say that? Because if you don't analyze the deal like a short-term rental and you just go by, hey, what are the midterm rental numbers, coverage D, etc., especially in the beginning when you don't have much traction, you want to have an exit strategy, right? Once you have the knowledge, once you have the belief system, once you have the database that you start building over time, then great, yeah, run the play every time and, you know, you'll get them back to back, right? And sometimes you might not get them back to back. And that's why I want the short-term rental model, where you're in a place where if you need a license, get a license, the regulations, make sure they're friendly in your favor, or you're grandfathered in somehow. Because too many times I've heard people, hey, I'm in an HOA. My minimum is 6 months. Got to go in another direction. I don't like HOAs. They have too much control. They can stop SDRs if they don't like it. And that essentially is stopping my exit strategy, which is stopping my ability to make income. So I do not want to have that as a restriction. So I always run it as a short-term rental. I analyze it as a short-term rental. Would you stay there in a short-term rental? Then I add the midterm rental strategy on top. That is so important. You do not want to overlook this and start looking at these deals loosely. You still have to have a buying criteria. You're still buying real estate. If you're co-hosting, you're still controlling the real estate. If you're managing, you're still controlling good real estate. And just like any management company, there should be a criteria that you have, right, that you need to essentially, adhere to, right, to make sure that, you know, I've asked people and say, hey, you know, what made you buy your last deal? Like, oh, my realtor. I'm like, that should not be your answer. Your answer should be, We ran it through our buy box. It met our criteria. We have a 25% or more cash on cash return rule. We have a 15% rule of what it grosses based on the buying price point. We also only invest in areas that have 50% more occupancy in the marketplace. Like, there should be these KPIs, key performance indicators that you're looking for, that you're looking at as you're assessing every deal. There's so many people who are buying deals without doing the proper math and assessment. So this is like top of mind. I want to bring it full circle, because the beauty of this is you can do all this, right? And we've bought homes from a distance. We bought homes without seeing them. You can do this. And once you have, you analyze it like a short-term rental property, you're also going to want to set the operations up like a short-term rental, because in the interim, in case you don't have a mid-term rental, you're going to want to make sure you've built the home like a short-term rental. That's smart home. We want smart locks. We want to have a security system, especially when you're doing this long distance. Our hack and rule of thumb is if someone were to ever overstay, you just arm the house as away. And someone moves and it triggers it, and guess what? The cops come, right? Someone can't overstay. You want to have cameras right on the outside. You want to have, smart thermostat. You can control the home. You can control the temperature. You want to have the fundamentals in play. And if you have, especially more than one home, especially when working with, these insurance companies, you're also going to want to be able to have a PMS, property management software system, that allows you to take direct bookings as well, right? Direct bookings, you can use like a Stripe account. You can link it to your website if you have one. And you want a dynamic pricing tool as well that's integrated with your PMS, property management software system. You're going to want to have your listing set up, right? One short-term rental listing, one MTR listing, right? You're going to want to have these things set up in place. So therefore, the fundamentals, I always say, if you're in the short-term rentals, you have a unique advantage, because all you need to do is make a few tweaks to be in this game, right? But if I'm thinking from ground zero to doing MTRs long distance, you want to analyze it like an STR. You want to operationalize it like an STR, and then you want to add the MTR strategy on top of it. And that's like the listing copy, the databases of relocation specialists, how you're reaching back out to them, how you're forming relationships. That is the fundamental core. Now, I want to address this whole how do I do this from a distance question, because what we do is we leverage the fundamentals of the short-term rentals, which people are not that familiar with, and it's having a realtor or even your cleaning team be your team, your boots on the ground. And now there's tools now, where's the turnover BNB, there's a Breezeway that you can use that'll go through checklists of you having set expectations of how you want your team to take pictures of it in the end, so that they show you the work that they've done based on how you want it set up, right? So that is huge, right? You really want to make sure that you have those systems in place on the back end and on the front end to be able to run this business. Now, doing it remotely, the cool thing is, if ever a family was to walk it, you have a smart lock system in place and you have your realtor. Most realtors across the market, you can pay them $25 a door to open up a door for you and walk a family through. The reason why I always focus on the who, not how, and I always focus on realtors is this is what they do for a living. They walk people through homes. They turn on the lights. They walk them through, right? This is what they do. So it's really important that you're able to do the same, right? You're able to leverage the expertise. You shouldn't be walking them through. As a matter of fact, it's so great to always have a buffer, especially when you're the decision maker, to have someone even in the middle to set them as, you don't want people to have proximity to you, especially as the homeowner, business owner. You want to have the message relayed. You relay the message to them that, hey, you should probably make a decision at the end of this walkthrough, because our properties go like this. Remove the pressure from selling. Tell your realtor to tell them that. Hey, let us know. Let me know right away. I'll communicate with so-and-so, homeowner, co-host, manager, whoever's running this show. I'll let them know that you're interested in moving forward, and I'll let them know right away. And they usually need an answer right away. So let me know how you feel about this walkthrough, because there's multiple interests for this property. Like, let somebody else do the selling, right? Or at least create that buffer. I still want to close, but create that buffer, and it allows you to do that when you have somebody else who's on site. All you need to do is tell the agent to say that, right? They know how to use smart locks. They're tech savvy. They'll turn on the lights. They know how to walk somebody through a property, make them feel comfortable. They're professional, well-dressed, will come, right? Professional realtor, right? Leverage those guys, right? Leverage them. $25 a pop. That's what they do. If they're like a senior realtor and they've been doing this for a while, maybe they won't. Maybe that doesn't get them out of bed. There's someone in their office, a junior, that will be able to do that for them, right? So those are the fundamentals. And then once you have that infrastructure set in place and you're reaching out to them and you're building that relationship, now, just like us, we're in London and we got a notice of extension for 6 months while we're on the train. I remember that. We got an inquiry for 44 days for like $14,000 on one property. And we are 100% occupied, so we can fulfill it. But I remember on the train, my wife's like, look what we got. While we were traveling, like while we're spending quality time with family, we can do this anywhere. So yes, we accepted the extension. Yes, we respond to the inquiry. That stuff can be done anywhere in the world, but the operation, the boots on the ground, and the lack of headaches, right? And not having to deal with noise, just knowing that we're getting paid, right? Direct deposit. Right. And that's what we do. We get direct deposits. Sometimes we get checks. So then when we do come back, we did also have received checks because it was the top of the month. Right. All this stuff is doable, but you got to set the infrastructure in place. You got to know how to analyze the deal. You got to know why you should pick a deal, not just because your realtor told you, but because you have a clear buy box. And then you set yourself up to have a smart home and operation in place. Right, the exact same way you would do for an Airbnb, and then you apply the mentor mental model, and then you can do this from anywhere in the world. And that is a beautiful thing. Clean team, handyman, realtor, and that is the core team members that you need. You don't need a huge team. You can as you scale if you want, but this is a lean model that works. And I'm not simplifying it, but it's not difficult, right? Remember, it's not that it's easy, but it's also very simple, one step at a time, right? And this is why there's also, right, there's tons of information on, you know, YouTube channel. There's tons of information on the boot camps that I host. And obviously the mastermind students is a done with you approach. If you need someone to hold your hand, and that is always an opportunity, which you can always reach out by going to experimentrealestate.com and either booking a time slot or reaching out to me via email, which you can always do at Ruben@experimentrealestate.com. All right. And then someone on my team, my assistant, will see it and we'll take care of you, because I believe that there is a power in being able to operate this model with the knowledge that you have, with the existing assets that you have. That's why we got into this space, because I was in a mastermind where people were getting ridiculous returns. And the question that I asked myself is like, what can I do with what I currently have? And I don't think enough people are asking themselves that. They're always looking at the next thing, but you probably have an asset. You're probably on that block, on that same zip code, and you just probably don't have the right strategy, or you probably have an old strategy, or you probably just don't know this strategy that can also get you the returns higher than what you even expect with lower friction and headaches. So with that said, London was a good time. London was a good time. Huge city, still can't get over the driving on the left. They've normalized it, which tells me I can normalize anything in my life, and you can too. So I would say if you haven't normalized midterm rental insurance, make sure you do. And got value from this, make sure you got the midterm rental insurance blueprint. It's free. It's on the website. Grab it, experimentrealestate.com. Get tons of value there. I try to offer as much free value as possible. There's tons of YouTube videos. We recently crossed 1,000 video mark, which is to serve the people, to educate them that there is another option. And if you're literally getting burnt out from Airbnb, or if you're a long-term mentor, you're like, really? Airbnb didn't really get me out of bed, but this sounds interesting. Now just know, I'm going to set the expectations. Don't go into this thinking it's MTR or nothing. Go into it with its MTR and STR is my exit strategy, because that is the way we're able to succeed. And actually, that is the way we actually get tons of traffic from Airbnb, by being optimized by having the two listings, which is another topic. All right. So with that said, I can't wait to be back in Europe. That was a good time. The next thing I want to do is, like, I've done Netherlands. Switzerland. I want to do Switzerland. I landed in Ireland for a connection, but obviously connections don't count, right? Until you leave the airport. So so that was fun. So just like that, we're back in action. And I encourage, if you're listening to this, definitely plant that seed if you haven't already done so. And at least for the interest of yourself, it's good for you to have the knowledge and skill set on your tool belt. I always say you can't unlearn this once you've learned it. So do your best to learn your options. As an investor, you should always have multiple exit strategies. If you're on that zip code, if you're on that block, I don't just want to have the lens of LTR. I don't want to just have the lens of SDR. I want to have all three of them with the MTR as well, so that I can really position myself in the marketplace and understand how to maximize from my existing or potential future asset. On that note, Experiment Nation, we are out.
Experiment Nation, podcasting has changed the way we operate as real estate investors ourselves, and it can do the same for you. Podcasting has been the source of the masterclasses that we get thanks to the world-class real estate investors and practitioners and specialists that come into the lab from all realms, from short-term rentals to mid-term rentals to real estate syndications to even software as a service. Owners, founders, entrepreneurs have helped enrich our experiments by giving us the education, helping us build a network, and lastly, and most importantly, a brand association to open up multiple doors for our respective businesses. If you understand the power that podcasting can have and you know that you need one for your brand, please, you can rely on our team. InvestedTalent.com is my team and the team that helps this podcast, The Real Estate Experiment, become the fruition each and every single week to educate my community, build relationships on the air, and continue to build our brand. If you know that you need to do the same for your brand and you haven't pulled the trigger yet, maybe because you don't know how, our company, InvestedTalent.com, does the end-to-end from the time that you record, from the time that it is published, to even repurposing content on multiple social media platforms. That's what my team can do for you. Simply go to InvestedTalent.com and book a discovery call to see how my team can help you launch your podcast.
If you got value from this video and you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you check out the video called Why I Never Let My Potential Tenants Walk Through the Property Alone.